Cruise ship passengers in Alaska are expected to climb above 1.3 million next year. That's led to concerns in both the public and private sector about Juno's carrying capacity. Jacob Resnick reports.
John Binkley is the face of the cruise industry in Alaska. Back in February, the president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska delivered a speech to a room full of municipal leaders from across Southeast.
In 2019, our preliminary projections for cruise visitors to Alaska are 1,310,000 visitors.
Juneau City Manager Rory Watt was in the audience that day.
I just about fell out of my chair. I mean, that's a big number, and from last summer to next summer, that's 250,000 more summer visitors, and that's a really big deal.
The cruise industry recognizes that not all impacts are welcome.
Sometimes it's a burden to have visitors coming into your community and clogging up your streets and taking up space in restaurants that you like to frequent and other inconveniences.
But Binkley says an estimated $1 billion is spent directly by passengers, the cruise lines, and their crew in Alaska each year.
Just like any resource, it's bringing new money into our economy every day and in big, big numbers.
Because of its attractions, large port infrastructure, and its place on the map, Juneau can expect to receive virtually every Alaska-bound cruise ship visitor. The community's most popular attraction is the Mendenhall Glacier. The U.S. Forest Service permits up to 500,000 glacier visitors annually.
And the popularity of the site is increasing faster than we can accommodate. We're really at capacity.
Brad Orr is a Forest Service's district ranger in Juneau.
That's the biggest problem, is how do we accommodate an expected increase in visitation?
Planning for expansion of the visitor center is underway. A public meeting on its progress is set for April 26 at the visitor center. Any construction is still years away. The private sector is also raising concerns about saturation. Bob Janes owns Gastineau Guiding, a tour company in Juneau. He says during peak times, it's pretty tight just about everywhere visitors want to go.
The glacier, the visitor center, downtown congestion, and also water, whale watching on the water. These are hot spots that we're beginning to feel public. We're hearing from the public and from each other as operators about, and we feel like we need to do something. We need to get a jump on it.
He says if Juneau fails to keep pace with the growth,
well, the consequences are going to be a diminished experience for our visitors and probably a diminished experience for us as residents and where we live and where we love to be.
Cruise ships are getting bigger. This season, Norwegian Cruise Lines will bring a new ship to Alaska. The Norwegian Bliss carries about 6,000 passengers and crew. But port calls are also getting shorter. The ship is only scheduled to dock in Juneau for 6.5 hours. That's not fair to merchants and restaurants, says Sierra Gader, general manager of Gastineau Guiding.
5 hours is fine. We're going to show them all of the biggest natural wonders of Juneau. But we have to think about the other businesses as well, because it's really limiting where the dollars can go.
Binkley told the audience of municipal leaders not to worry about increasing visitors. In the 1990s, cruise ships in Alaska went from carrying 500 to 900 passengers, and there were skeptics and critics. The same holds true now, he said.
I know that as intimidating as 5,000 passengers at once coming off a ship sounds now, 10 years from now, we'll be talking about what a piece of cake that was and how we're going to handle the next challenges that are ahead of us.
Rory Watt, Juneau's city manager, recalls that transition period when he was a city engineer.
We struggled as a community on how we were going to embrace and manage tourism on the cruise ship scale and you know, had real frank conversations about whether we should and how we should. And I think we're sort of back to that question of, do we have a carrying capacity? Should we have a carrying capacity?
The Juneau Economic Development Council is hosting a working group of public and private sector interests and is asking these kinds of questions. Executive Director Brian Holst said the rapid growth can and should be managed.
I think largely it's going to be positive, but only if we're smart about how we deal with this growth that's coming.
In Juneau this year, there are projected to be more than 1.1 million cruise ship passengers disembarking. That doesn't include the ship's crew. The first scheduled arrival is the Grand-class Ruby Princess. It arrives at the end of the month with up to 3,080 passengers and 1,200 crew. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.